Welcome to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Kentrell, your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. We are continuing our series, our summary of the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. It is based on the revised and updated 10th anniversary edition. The book was first published in 1998 and largely put Mr. Maxwell at the forefront on the topic of leadership. So today we will continue the series. You can find show notes and other information, useful resources, and links at the website growgreat.com. Law number 10, the law of connection. Leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand. You can't move people to action unless first you can move them with emotion. And the stronger the connection that you forge with leaders, the more likely it is they're going to want to help you. One of the most poignant examples of leadership in the book, Mr. Maxwell compares and he contrasts how George W. Bush handled two distinct national tragedies. In the case of the terrorist attacks of 9/11, President Bush made an immediate connection by going to Ground Zero. And you remember the photograph of him and even the video of him standing alongside the firefighters and the search and rescue workers as they were going through the rubble. And we all remember all those iconic images of him standing on that wreckage with his arms around this battered firefighter, Bob Beckwith. Then, ironically, nearly 4 years later, there was another leadership experience with George W. Bush, and he showed virtually no connection with the Gulf Coast states of Louisiana and Mississippi because there was that devastating Hurricane Katrina, August 31st, 2005. In that second opportunity to implement this law of connection, President Bush, he just failed. And his lack of leadership during that crisis really undermined the recovery efforts. And it's just an example of the law of connection, how one leader can so magnificently demonstrate it on one hand and so colossally miss it on the other hand. Well, we're human. Here's how to connect with people. First, connect with yourself. You must know who you are, and you must have confidence in yourself if you desire to connect with other people. Second, communicate with openness and sincerity. People can tell when somebody's not being genuine. You've got to be authentic. Third, know your audience. You want to speak what they care about, not just what you care about. Fourth, live your message. Practice what you preach. Fifth, go where they are. Be attuned to the culture of other people, their background, their education. Adapt to other people. Don't expect everybody to adapt to you. Number six, focus on them, not you. Seven, believe in them. Other people's opinion of you have less to do with what they see in you than it does with what you can help them see in themselves. Eight, offer direction and hope. When you give people hope, you give people a future. To apply the law of connection, three steps. Step one, to connect with yourself, measure your level of self-awareness by asking the following questions. How would I describe my personality? What is my greatest character strength? What's my greatest character weakness? What's my single greatest asset? What's my single greatest deficit? How well do I relate to others? How well do I communicate with others? How likable am I? Those eight questions. Step number two, to apply the law of connection, when you're out among your employees or coworkers, make relationship building a priority. And step number three, to apply the law of connection, improve your communication skills. Read books on communication. Take a class. Join Toastmasters. And that's law number 10, the law of connection. Leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand. Thanks for listening to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. You can find show notes and useful resources and links over at the website growgreat.com. I appreciate you listening. I hope you'll subscribe, and I hope that you will tell a friend about the podcast as we continue this series of John Maxwell's book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Till next time, thank you.